T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that's how it ended last night right here on WIP, as the Phils get their fourth win in four tries. Now, you know, I'm not going to apply all magic yet, like it's magical, but I was thinking about it. I'm sitting there watching that comeback last night and thinking this has signs of some magic, you know, signs of it. Like, if you're going to have a special year, you're going to have those wins that are the improbable variety. And certainly last night, the eighth inning was the improbable variety. And so it makes it very fun. 4-0 for the Phils out of the gate. You can react 215-592-9494. John's got a little sprinkle of magic in there. A little bit.
No question. Team of Destiny type feel. No one's willing to go that far yet because it's early. But you look at what we've got. They've assembled a really explosive offense. And the bullpen to save games after we get a lead. That we didn't have it last year. I feel great about where this team's headed. I feel a lot more. I expect big things from this group. And we started the season, I felt like they were a playoff team that would win enough games to get a wild card. Now I'm saying, why do we have to doubt? Why do we have to just assume, well, they can't win the division because the Braves are just so much better?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not. Maybe we are better, like significantly better, to where we can, command this division too. I don't think it's out of the question at this point. I'm excited for great baseball in October.
Yeah, well, I sure hope so. I mean, look, looking great out of the gate. And Braves, by the way, did not play last night, so they remain 0-3. You know, the Marlins have one win. Washington has none. Obviously, they haven't played. The Mets have played one game. They're 0-1. The Phils are a robust 4-0. It looks good in the standings. Let's go to the phones. 215.
Only team in baseball undefeated who's played. You know, the Nationals haven't played a game yet, but the Phillies are the only undefeated team in baseball that's played baseball.
Good stuff, man. Let's go to Kashmir. React to last night and what it means for the Phils. What's up, Kashmir?
What's going on there, Joe? What's going on there, John?
Hi there, Kashmir.
So I have to say, man, guys, I got to say, I'm pretty excited about where this team is at right now. Obviously, there's still some cause for concern because, I mean, I think we all knew that Matt Moore and Jake Chase Anderson, we all knew those guys weren't going to be world beaters. We knew that going into the season. We knew that the top three had to be really good, and they were. The top three, I feel really confident about, as do you guys. We just want, listen, and I don't want Matt Moore. I don't expect Matt Moore to be Aaron Nola. I don't expect Matt Moore to be Zach Eflin or Zach Wheeler. We know he can't be that, but you got to give us more than 3 1/3 innings. And that's what gets me really scared about this season, is that you still see that glaring weakness. And the glaring weakness is that 4 and 5 starter. We knew last year it was the bullpen. Mm-hmm. We know this offense.
Well, it also, Kashmir, it also makes me wonder if the Phillies wouldn't be better served splitting up when the 4th and 5th starter pitch. I mean, the reality is there's a direct impact on tonight's game. You know, let's assume this Chase Anderson guy, let's just say he only goes 5 innings. You're going to go to the bullpen early, right? Well, you just burn through most of your bullpen guys to help bridge you for 2 innings. Tonight could be Vince Velasquez. That could be a loss.
That's
not ideal.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, I mean, I guess that's probably the reason why they put JoJo in the minors and brought up and just let David Hale, because he's a long reliever type guy, although I don't have much confidence in him either. But I would say it's just like there's two or three glaring weaknesses I see on this team. I'd say there's about two or three. I'd say two glaring weaknesses. Three weaknesses, two glaring weaknesses. The number one, obviously, is the four or five starters. Obviously, if we could just get – if Chase Anderson and Matt Moore can just be adequate, they don't even have to be good. Just be average. Don't even be – just don't be historically bad. Just be average. If they could just be average –
yeah, well, sure. Yeah.
We'll be okay. And the second, guys, we got to do something with center field. Roman Quinn and Adam Haseley, they just don't do it for me. Center field, please. I can't stand watching those two anymore.
Yeah, they're significantly below average. Cashmere, give me what you got. Who's a nice person?
Am I allowed to see Harry Callis?
Of course you are. Good answer, man. Cashmere, great stuff. John, as you size up what I would call three different issues, I'm going to lump the fourth and fifth starter together. I mean, technically, they're two different positions, but – if you make the playoffs, only one of them pitches. We don't, you know, look, who knows if they get there. But the fourth and fifth starter combo, the center field issue, and I'm going to say the closer issue, which I still don't feel great about. Which to you is the biggest issue?
Closer issue is the smallest because I feel like we've got a lot of talent assembled. We're just not sure exactly how it's going to shake out.
I agree.
Who's where.
Yep.
The fourth and fifth starter, I feel like this offense can be good enough to where they compensate. And so I guess it's the center field spot because, man, watching Haseley misjudge that pop to center field was horrendous. It was embarrassingly bad. Watching him at the plate, watching him, you know, swing at a slider and just look foolish, that was embarrassingly bad, and we're going to see a lot of that. He's overmatched.
He is overmatched. I agree with you on that.
And Roman Quinn, we know what we're going to get. Yeah. Where there's a guy who should just be trying to put a bat on the ball, and that's that's it. Just and then use your legs. He's swinging for the fences and missing terribly. And yeah, I think center field easily outweighs the others in terms of concern.
And I'll just say this. I disagree with that.
Yeah? You feel like fourth and fifth starters the biggest?
Well, think of it this way.
We still haven't seen the fifth.
No, I know, but if
I don't know. I think Jimmy says he thinks he feels better about the fifth guy than he does about the fourth guy. I know Matt Moore looked bad.
Yeah.
I thought he was bad.
Yeah.
I don't think Chase Anderson will look as bad.
He's not I'm not saying he's good. I'm saying for a fifth starter, he's fine. He'll eat some innings.
Well, okay. Well, I want him to eat innings. Moore didn't eat innings. I thought Matt Moore looked done in the third inning.
Yeah, I mean, to me, four and five is a greater concern in center field. Four and five combined start 40% of the games. That's not good.
Okay, we know the fourth is bad.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Look, I'll know more tomorrow after I see this guy tonight. I'm just telling you, my gut feeling right now, and I think the center field position stinks. I think it stinks. But I think the fourth and fifth starters is a bigger issue. We'll get to Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. He's got a new mock out today, and who he has the Eagles taking with the 12th pick. We'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Matt in Allentown right now. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Matt.
Doing good. Hey, I'm going to the game tomorrow, and I'm going to be wooing. And by the way, the center field, the answer is in the minors in Odubel Herrera.
You said it is or is not?
It is.
Well, maybe. But I don't think he's that good either.
You have
Mickey
confidence
Moniak,
in Odubel?
Give me Mickey Moniak.
I do. And this is the kind of confidence I do. Like before I got on the phone with you guys, I was watching on YouTube Nick Sirianni and Fran Duffy, and I got a lot more confidence in him with his football IQ. He used six different personnel. Three different quarterbacks, six, different receivers, on how he was explaining, have an explosive offense. We have an explosive quarterback. With 11 picks, as long as we get five solid guys, I have a really good feeling about this year.
You do?
I do.
You're talking about the Eagles?
I'm talking about the Eagles. I am. I mean, look, you guys,
Jalen Hurts has some real skills that will put defenses in predicaments. No doubt. I saw a little bit of what you're talking about, the Fran Duffy interview with Sirianni, where he was basically talking over film and going through the plays and describing route combinations and that sort of thing. I liked what I saw. I know that every coach can do that. Every quarterback on the team can do that. Every wide receiver should be able to do that. I think that was sort of a cheap ploy to try to bring out the best in Nick Sirianni to make you feel the way you feel. I need to see it in practical application instead of just a guy talking over the film. I know he can watch film, and I know he can break it down and do all that stuff. I need to see a lot more before I'm ready to go where you are.
All right, Matt, give me what you got here. Who's a nice person?
How about Abraham Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln. Yeah, he goes with Abe as a nice guy. Abe seemed like a nice guy.
Mm.
No doubt. Did a lot. I mean,
a serious man.
Yeah.
Except, well, you said he was like a stand-up.
Well, he was definitely he was a very funny guy. I mean, that's well documented. You two don't believe
me. Well, he was a very serious man.
Well, like, yes, and he had a lot of melancholy, went through a certain form of depression. But he also was would tell a lot of jokes and was sort of, townsperson, focal point, storyteller guy. He was a storyteller guy.
Oh.
Like, he liked to tell the story of George Washington, how the British, hung a picture of G-dubs over a toilet in England. Now, I'm not going to tell you the punchline because it would be a little inappropriate on the air, but let's just say that was one of Abe's go-to jokes about G-dubs being a picture of him, being a painting, if you will, being hung over a toilet in Britain. But
wow.
Abe took care of that one. Trust
Sounds
me.
Witty.
All right, let's get to Daniel Jeremiah. He does a fantastic job at NFL Network. And really, there are three main national people I look to. We used to look to Mayock, of course, before he went to, the Oakland Raiders. But, you think in terms of McShay and Mel Kiper with ESPN, and then Daniel Jeremiah with the NFL Network and NFL.com. So Jeremiah came out with a new mock draft today. This obviously takes into account the trades of last week and Carolina's move yesterday for a quarterback, Sam Darnold, in a trade. So, John, here's how he's got it shaken out, and we'll get to the Eagles with pick 12, which is obviously what we care about. So, like everybody, Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence with the first pick. It seems pretty clear that the Jets will take Zach Wilson with the second pick. That's what he's got. So a lot of people would say now that the draft really starts with the third pick. Who's San Francisco going to take? He's got them taking the Bama quarterback, and John, you alluded to this earlier, Mac Jones with the third pick in the draft. Now, from an Eagles standpoint, have at it. As long as all these quarterbacks go off the board, good for the Eagles. All right, fourth pick. Are they going to take a quarterback, Atlanta, or are they not? He's got him taking a quarterback, Trey Lance, the North Dakota State quarterback. If you're an Eagles fan, you're sitting there, okay, all good. Let the quarterbacks go. All right. Now,
but then we got news that the Falcons are open to dealing that pick.
Yes.
So maybe they're not as into the quarterbacks who would be falling to them.
But
at
if
this
they
point.
Traded the pick, it would probably be a quarterback in that spot.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
But likely.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how far down they go. They could go down and still pick up a quarterback.
I'm not saying Atlanta. I'm saying whoever trades four is probably only trading up to four to get a quarterback.
I disagree with you.
Unless they want
to
get a Kyle Pitts.
I agree with John. I don't think
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, because James, I think the fact that Carolina got their QB, I don't think it's as likely a team will trade up for the fourth quarterback
overall.
Okay. So, Daniel Jeremiah has Trey Lance going fourth to the Falcons. Then Cincinnati, first non-quarterback, Kyle Pitts. Who, people are really raving on him, including Ray. Absolutely loves Kyle Pitts. All right.
Yeah, people are going crazy on this, saying that I saw someone, and I don't remember exactly who, saying that he's the most likely Hall of Famer from this year's draft class.
Unbelievable.
I watched a lot of, his pro day and, catching the ball. And there's no way you can really project this stuff out from watching a guy in shorts run routes and catch the ball.
So
but
let me say something. This is one of those full disclosures, I guess, bad on me that I did not know until someone pointed it out to me like 3 days ago. Kyle Pitts is from Philly.
Yeah.
I had no idea. He went to Abington.
Yeah.
He went to Archbishop Wood.
There are like old tweets of his, like Fly Eagles Fly, that people have tweeted out and stuff like
that. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
John, do you know he's from Philly?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I don't know how I missed that. All right, so congrats to him, and he's going to be highly drafted. Good stuff. All right, Miami. Now, this is what the Eagles pick would have been, pick six. Miami, he's got the Dolphins taking Jamar Chase.
That hurts.
It does, but you just know the Eagles aren't going to get him.
Could have. Six. Could have had Jamar Chase.
Could have. You're right.
That really hurts.
All right, seven. This is an interesting pick. He is, to the first of, best of my knowledge, first person I've seen go here. He's got Detroit taking quarterback Justin Fields.
Wow.
So after they had traded for Jared Goff, saying, hey, we're not really hitched to Goff, we'll develop Fields, have Goff be our guy in 2021, figure it out in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd be super happy with that.
Yeah, from an Eagles standpoint,
yes.
Cool. All right, eighth pick. Carolina's got their QB, obviously, in trading for Darnold yesterday. He's got him taking a tackle, but not Penei Sewell. The tackle, Rashawn Slater, tackle going to Carolina, 8. Then you get Penei Sewell, the tackle from Oregon, 9 to the Broncos. Now you're going to go Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, 10, 11, 12. Here's how it shakes out. He's got Dallas taking an edge rusher, Kwity Paye, with the 10th pick. We have not discussed him at all. We probably should more. Guys, we don't know if the Eagles are running a 4-3 or a 3-4. I mean, we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the Eagles adding an edge rusher, you know, not like totally out of the possibility. I mean, really? I mean, the Eagles have built themselves essentially based on offensive, defensive line, quarterback, and to a certain extent, cornerback over the last 20 years. So it's not impossible the Eagles try to go for the number one edge rusher. But in this case, Daniel Jeremiah says he's off the board 2 picks before the Eagles goes to Dallas. So then you get to the Giants. Now, who's left at this point? Well, 2 Alabama wide receivers would be left at this point, Devontae Smith and Waddle. Patrick Surtain, top cornerback, would be left, and others. Penn State's linebacker, Michael Parsons. Well, he's got the Giants taking the Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith, 11th pick in the draft, which means now, John, you're the Eagles.
And I think that's surprising because the Giants already have, man, a lot of receiving talent.
Just signed Galladay.
And skilled position players. I agree with you. It seems like an odd match.
The Giants have Kenny Galladay,
Slayton.
Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, John Ross.
Yeah.
Right. Plus they have Evan Ingram, who certainly can catch the ball as
a
tight end.
Well, Evan Ingram and Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah. So I would say this is an odd selection and one that probably will be wrong.
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
All right. So then you get to the Eagles in Jeremiah's mock draft. Your choices, most notable that we've talked about, would be Waddle or Patrick Surtain, but all the other players as well. And he's got the Eagles taking the cornerback from Alabama, Patrick Surtain. The write-up from Daniel Jeremiah, he says, this would be a dream scenario for the Eagles. After trading down to number 12, they land the top cornerback in the draft. For what it's worth, Jaylen Waddle, the Alabama receiver, the other Alabama receiver, he's got going all the way down at 16 to Arizona. And the Penn State linebacker, Micah Parsons, he's got going 15 to New England. John, your reaction to this mock draft and how it plays out for the Eagles. And certainly everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494, how you size this one up. John, this one, Daniel Jeremiah, the Eagles get the corner. Your reaction?
I'm great with it. I think what everyone believes now to be the top cornerback in the draft. I mean, Surtain was like the guy everyone was naming initially, and then other names got involved, and then one had back surgery. Yeah, he seems like the slam dunk of the cornerbacks. I'm thrilled if he falls to us. I don't know if he'll fall to us. I think it's likely that he goes to Dallas or, you know, New York even.
Do you have a sense yet, John, just personal preference? I know we're not all the way there to the draft yet, but do you have a personal preference at this point between Patrick Surtain and either receiver, Devontae Smith or Jaylen Waddle?
I like Waddle more than Devontae Smith, but I like all three a lot, and I'd be totally fine. I'd feel like that first round pick is a success.
If they get one
of
those three, you like
three
that. Okay.
Are taken. Yes. Which is why the trade makes sense to me, because I think you will have one of those three available.
You know, I got to say this, and we've kind of nibbled at this a little bit before, but let me just throw this in, then we'll go to the phones. If the Eagles do take a wide receiver, and it's certainly possible, there's some prime targets right in the range of where the Eagles are going to be, it will be an indictment on Jalen Reagor. It just will.
Well,
now, then you can say then it's an indictment.
But he's already been indicted. I mean, essentially, we know that he's not as good as he was supposed to be.
We know that he's not Justin Jefferson, and we assume he's not as good as he's supposed to be. I don't know that he can't be a very solid receiver. I don't know that yet.
He's not gonna be a star.
I agree with you. He won't be a star.
Supposed to be.
I agree with you. He won't be a star. But it would be first off, unusual for any team to take a wide receiver back-to-back years, first-round pick. It would certainly be out of character for the Eagles to do so. Certainly. If all three guys were available, the two receivers other than Ja'Marr Chase and the corner, and we don't know that all three will be there, my gut feeling is the Eagles would take the corner. It just feels like, to me, more of an Eagles pick.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
I agree with that.
215-592-9494. And I also think, and we haven't done this yet as a show, we got to dive in more to the edge rush.
I think they could reach for an edge rusher. Howie values that more than anything. He's at the 12th pick. Like, I could easily see him reaching for one.
I mean, we don't talk about that, like, at all. I mean, they moved from 6 to 12.
Part of the problem is, like you said, we've got a defensive coordinator who's never been a defensive coordinator. He's been a DB coach. So we don't know what they're looking for. So for me personally,
right.
I think that hinders my ability to accurately, you know, get some idea of who they'd be looking at.
Yeah, I agree with you. And certainly there's a type. We don't know. Are they looking for a 3-4 DN?
That's what I mean.
An outside linebacker rusher? Are they looking for a 4-3 classic go get the quarterback?
Right.
I agree with you. But we know enough about Howie Roseman and Eagles history to know this. They want someone to go get the quarterback. And they don't want that person to just always be in their 30s, Brandon Graham, or be, you know, okay, but clearly not great, Derek Barnett, who we don't even know how long he's going to be here. It would not shock me if they were to take an edge rusher with that pick. I'll just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Matter of fact, you can even make the case. They might be more. There might be a greater chance they take an edge rusher than a wide receiver just because.
Yeah.
Of the position.
Because Eagles.
Because Eagles.
Yeah.
Because Eagles. Exactly right. All right, react to it all. 215-592-9494. Steve in Williamstown. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great, Steve.
John, I bought another guitar.
Yeah? What'd you get?
So back in the 80s, Takamine made a lot of like clone kind of guitars of Gibsons, of Martins, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I found one of those. It's a clone of a Martin D18.
Wow.
I bought it at a flea market for $8 the other day.
You're kidding.
And it's the same construction. Obviously, it's not the same brand.
Yeah.
But even the logo looks like a Martin logo. Anyhow, that's not even really why I called. Is Vince Velasquez even still on the Phillies roster?
Yes, he's on the active roster.
And he hasn't pitched a single pitch yet, correct?
Well, they haven't needed much until last night, but the fact that they made a change in the fourth inning and did not go to Velasquez, I thought was very telling that he's pretty buried.
Yeah.
I agree with you, too. Yep. So
great sign.
I don't really have much time to talk today, but I do have a nice person. It's kind of along the lines of your Mr. Rogers, which I agree with you. Jim Henson was a very, very nice person, too.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know much about Jim Henson as a fellow, but there you go. Jim Henson, very renowned. Muppets. John, see what I just did there? Near and dear to my heart. Hey, coming up, your chance
Muppets
to win.
Muppets were everywhere.
They were a big deal, man.
Yeah.
They were a big, 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 big deal. Coming up, hey, your chance to win $1,000 at the top of the hour. Also, I want to make a statement about two of the prime rivals in Philadelphia sports. I'll make a statement. I'll see if John and James agree with me about this statement about two of the prime rivals of Philadelphia sports. Will hit that. We'll rock your calls. Hey, react to that mock draft we just went through and all the different aspects of it, the corner, the wide receiver, the possibility of an edge rusher, and also the Phils. What we saw last night, what we've seen so far, where they go from here. Looking good, 4-0, but the fourth starter obviously very shaky. Tonight we find out starter number 5, more about him. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.